there, but coming in this world. Now, by following the creeper, he will try to
climb up.
And he will go there. And there forever he will taste all fruits, very sweet fruit of mango. Gaur Prema. Very good. In essence of Rup Shiksha we have told. If anyone is fortunate, they will keep all these things there and heart, and they will follow. And if not, then try to hear again and again and follow Upadeshamrita of Srila Rupa Goswami and Manasiksha of Manasiksha. And then you will be happy forever. This is this. What?
The fruit that comes, who is enjoying that fruit?
Oh, I'm not hearing.
Well, the fruit which comes from the creeper, who is enjoying? Who is tasting the fruit?
Oh, this Adhak.
Gardener. Not Radha Krishna.
Gardener. Guru is expert. He is always there.
Okay, Radha Krishna will go. Who will go? Radha will go.
Yes, he will. He will serve only. Krishna and Radha always enjoy. One drop may come to him. By enjoying Krishna and Radha, he will see and taste like a servant. What?
In Jiva Dharma, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that the jiva goes from the marginal potency either to the material world or to the spiritual world by chance. I don't understand why he says it's by chance, that he isn't it by his own choice that he goes either spiritual world or material world?
Oh, you should reply.
Actually, if we try
that you should remember that I should not do all these things. So we should take the opportunity and try to realize what Vaishnava and Guru is telling. Indeed, now we are fortunate. But before we were something in Maya.
Suffering.
Cursed in jail. But now you are fortunate, try to follow what we are instructing. And be a pure devotee.
In his question, he was assuming that anyone who does not choose to come to this world automatically goes to Vaikuntha instead of Goloka Vrindavan. Is that correct?
No, it is not correct. Oh. Anyhow, he will be this side or that side. This is okay?
Yes.
On a sharp blade, anyone cannot be there. Either there or there. If he comes, then Saru Shakti will help him. And it may be that there are so many various kinds of devotees. It depends on Saru Shakti, Yogamaya. He will test your heart. And accordingly, he will give the association of that bhakta. Like Gop Kumar, he went also to Vaikuntha. But by the grace of Yogamaya, one of his manifestation, what of Brahma Jyotishpur, that Mahamaya, Maya,
Kamakhya Devi.
He gave that person, Gopal Mantra. He could not understand what is this and that. But he fancied it. So it may be, anywhere he may be, Yogamaya, according to his disposition, he will arrange his association. And by that association, gradually he will develop.
So it depends what potency is in that.
Yes, potency in your heart. All has some potency of Krishna relation. All. Among five, you must be there. Any of them, in potency there is in your heart, with soul, and it will be developed. Now in human shape, Krishna has arranged everything, and you are lucky and so fortunate to come in association. Now it depends on you, how strong you are and you want to follow. Today our class is finished. I am very happy, very successful. Oh Govinda, Govinda Dasis, this management, all are happy. My heartly blessings to her. I think very soon we will meet in Vancouver and after that
New Jin.
Oh, there also. Oh, it may be that so many devotees will be assembled there. And so, Hari Katha for 4 or 5 days we will. And after that, you may go to California and from Bezer and so many places. Thank you. Kirtan. I invite you all. Those who can manage, no money problem, they can come to India at the time of Brajmandal Parikrama in October, November perhaps it will be. Oh, very good festival for 1 month. If you cannot for 1 month, even for 15 days you can come and enjoy and see how Krishna lifted Giriraj Govardhan. Oh, how beautiful Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. Oh, more beautiful Bhandirban, more beautiful here and there. You will see. And then bhakti may come. So I am inviting you all. Anyhow, by selling your houses, by keeping mortgage, your wife's even, or husband. Understand? Keep mortgage your wife or husband. Better husband's mortgage. And come to India. You can sell your dogs and horses, no horse. Prabhupada, his Gurudev, Srila Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. And he was very much attracted to his personality, especially by his Hari Katha. And then he decided that I must take initiation. And he realized that all worldly happiness is like a poison. They cannot give happiness. For some days, couple of days, we must be old. We must die. We must give up everything. Even not a hair we can take. So from boyhood, they should chant and remember Supreme Personality of Godhead. So I was very much attracted. And then I requested him to initiate. And he initiated me. After that I began to read Bhagavatam. And in Bhagavatam I saw one slok. Jadajasya anugrahnami harishe tad dhanam shanai. To whom I become merciful and to whom I have so much mercy, sprinkle mercy. I take them, all their wealth, reputations, and making them beggar. Totally beggar. And I was very upset. If I am chanting, I am remembering. Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Then I must be. Krishna will take my all wealth. Now I have Bengal Chemical. Oh, everything he will take. And what I will do? When he will take my sons and daughters and everything? Oh, I became upset. But never stop chanting and remembering and reading Bhagavatam. Went on. And I saw one day that, oh, why everything is going on. I was manager and supreme of that factory, medical factory. Oh, I will have to resign from any reason. I resigned. Then what to do? Then I come to Allahabad. And there I established my own, again, factory. First it was okay. After some time,
failure.
Then I was remembering, oh, all due to chanting and remembering. Then, but even I never stop. I will see, oh, end of end, what becomes. Then I took a shop in a very prominent place, medical shop, and there prime ministers of India used to come and to take medicine from them. But unfortunately, after a couple of years, failed.
Then,
even he never stopped. After some time, he took a job of medical representative of his own, not from any other company. He used to make so many medicines, or like leeches, or so many. And he used to go to shop to shop. But after some time,
failure.
At that time he came to Mathura. Nothing was in hand. Nothing to wear and to take. I helped him so much and honored and kept him like my Gurudev. And then I requested, you are so highly qualified and your Prabhupada has told you to preach in Western countries and English language. How and why you are not taking sannyas? Then he told this story. That if anyone sincerely chant and remember, quickly Krishna will take all the obstacles in bhajan. These are obstacles. Now we are not realizing this, but really these are obstacles of life. These are made by illusory maya to attract. Maya never wants that from my kingdom anyone should be released and they should go. Golok Vrindavan. But also you should know, when he took sannyas and he came to Western country, and what became? Oh, he became king of king, emperor, more than emperor, Maharaj. All kinds of affluence. Yes. But not attached. You can hear one thing more. You know Maharaj Yudhishthir? Among five Pandavas. Oh, they were cheated by Maharaj Dhritarashtra for his son Duryodhana. He cheated. And he wanted that my sons should be in power and they should be driven out. Anyhow, at that time Pandavas had nothing. One day Krishna came to meet Pandavas, and he was meeting. Pandavas was very happy. Yudhishthir Maharaj told, "Are you happy?" "Yes, I am very happy." "Oh, I want a boon." "What boon?" He smiled and told, "What boon you want?" "I want that you should give me so much high class of wealth." So he began to smile again. "What more? I want a very beautiful wife. More? A very beautiful and qualified. Oh, strong sons. So many." Then he asked, "Why you want all these things?" Then he told that, "I am very worried that now all human beings are worried that those who will do bhajan of Krishna, chant and remember, they will be very soon beggars, street beggars, and homeless. So I want that I should be wealthy, with children, wife, kingdom, so that whole world will know that by chanting and remembering and doing bhakti of Krishna, all can become all so wealthy, so healthy, so good family with, like a ruler. So, Krishna gave me, those who want, Krishna rejects them. I will not give you. If you want to be pure devotee, but if any devotee does not want anything, then what he comes? Oh, he gives everything. So Prahlad Maharaj, he never wanted anything, but he made him a high class of king. You know, so many. Vibhishan was a bhakta. He never wanted anything, but he got the kingdom of Lanka. So if you will want anything from him, then he will take you and make you a straight beggar. And if you tell that, "Oh, I don't want anything," then he will know that, oh, he will not be attached. Then he may be so much. But he will not be attached. In a day, like Pandava, they left everything, kingdom, wives, children, everything, and they went to forest to meditate Krishna. Draupadi then was not attached. Pandavas were not at all. Prahlad Maharaj, having so much, not attached. But we are attached. have no confidence on him, so be confident, have confidence on Krishna. No need of giving Krishna name will give you what he will desire, but don't desire. So I told you last day perhaps, what is the nature of pure bhakti? I told, but
Krishna takes everything away, and still.
Yesterday I told.
Yeah.
Almost
everyone was there.
Oh.
You were not there.
So what I told you should tell.
I was not there, but I heard.
Oh. The instinctive nature of bhakti. What is that shloka?
Sarvata dongsa rahita satupi dongsa kane tad bhava
vandare. Premier Sangrad.
Premier Sangrad.
Ananya
mamata
samyak lakshanato
vanto mamata disayankitah.
When by chanting and remembering, your heart will be melted. Oh, so much melted. We are always full of oil. And so much mamata in Krishna, myness, not yourness.
I'm yours, you are mine.
Oh, Krishna is mine. So much thick. And then, oh, these kinds of bow, very much thick. Then it is called pain. Some symptoms of pain is that only to give, not to take anything. If pain, Krishna will want to give you everything. But that devotee who is going to have pain, who never will take anything. Only his service. That is why a devotee like Raghunath Das Goswami is telling, Sadatya yostava bina varadashyane nannat kadapi samaye kila devita sakhyayate mama namasto namasto nityam dashyayate mama rosho. What is the meaning?
In this verse, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami.
If anyone wants to sleep, they can sleep no harm. Should I send some pillow to sleep more? Oh, this ship is running. Oh, very well.
Because you are the captain.
Go on.
In this verse, Srila
Raghunath Das Goswami. Narayan Maharaj is very bitter, very rough. Always disturbs him, sleeping, he's taking.
Raghunath Das Goswami, in his verse, he is absorbed in his mood as the maid servant of Radharani. Radharani is offering, oh, I want to give you a benediction. What do you want? You can take anything from me. Oh, so in this mood, she is saying, Tadabdaya Tadabana Paradamsameva. Oh, Srimati Radhika, I don't want anything from you. Only one thing, Paradamsam. I want to serve you in the most excellent way. What is that? Ratimanjari, Rupanjari, they're serving Radharani in so many ways. Tambula, Padapada, Madana, Sarodana, Vitara, Divi, Vrindaranya, Mahesharani, Varetiyas, Yas Koshayanti, Priya, Prana, Pesta, Saki, Kiladik, Prikilas, and Koshita, Bhumikai, Kali, Bhumishu, Rupamanjari, Mukasta, Dasa, Kamsam, Shaye. Elsewhere, Raghunath Das Goswami, he's praying. I take shelter of Rupamanjari and her group. Why? Because they're making tambos, massaging the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, arranging for her to meet with Krishna, bringing very cool and refreshing water, fragrant water. At the right time, that when Radha and Krishna meet together in the Kunjas of Vrindavan, they know what Radharani needs. And at the right time, at the right thing, they bring them and they render all services. So they are very, very expert in this. They are so expert in this that when Krishna sees them, he becomes amazed. And a desire comes in his heart also. Oh, how they serve Radharani. I would also like to serve like this. So even they inspire Krishna in service to Radhika. So this is the speciality of the mandir. Even Lalita and Vishakha, they cannot go and serve Radha and Krishna when they're meeting together very intimately. But Raghunath Das Goswami is thinking, oh, if I can be in the group of Rupa Manjari and serving with this food, Thalyadasi Bhav, Manjari Bhav, then freely I can come and go and serve my Swami Nishimati Radhika. This speciality.
If you want to do bhajan, you should know that I am not this body. This body you are not. This body is mortal. One day you were very small baby, very beautiful. And after that you became young, very more beautiful. Oh. And then all days eagerly waiting, and you must be old. If the wealth of whole world will be collected, and you can buy medicine, you can bring so many doctors from whole world, even from America, Houston and all other places. Oh, they cannot say, you must be old. Surely. Your teeth will go. Your intelligence will go. Your strongness will go. And one day, helpless, oh, you will have to give up this body. And it will be given in ground. And so many worms will come from this. You must know. What you have collected for whole life, lives and lives you have collected. Oh, you cannot take it. Your hair, what to tell all the wealth, and you die. You must die. Lamenting, lamenting, lamenting. You should remember all these things. You are the part and parcel of Supreme Personality, Godhead. Always remember. You should also notice one thing. Why a person comes in a very wealthy family? Why? And one comes blind? No backbone? Deaf? In very bad, poor family, why he comes? Can you tell? Or now this Vigyan cannot tell. This scientific things they cannot tell. There are no questions, no answer of this thing. Why he becomes? He has done nothing? Oh, he has done. In his past birth, we'll have to admit, past birth. So they have done some wrong thing, and that is why. Soul is eternal. We are coming from the first creation, first, very beginning. But we are not knowing that who we are. We are part and parcel of God. So beginning from your life, you should chant and remember Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then you can be happy. Otherwise you will never happy, never and never. So always remember these things. And chant 1.8. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Radhe Jai 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 Radhe 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 Jai 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 Radhe 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 Jai 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 Radhe 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 Jai 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 Radhe 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 Jai 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 Radhe Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai Jai Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jai Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Namananda Rupam Murari. You remember?
Namananda Rupam Murari.
Brahmakatani Dharma Dhyana Puja. Or Madhura Madhura Metat. You should define. And realized with relation with Krishna. Being pure. No offenses. Then Krishna Prem will come. And it will attract Krishna very soon. Very soon. Krishna will come. Why? Oh, I want a dust of this kind of devotee's mind. Because I am indebted to them. I cannot
repay them.
Because they have left everything for me. Whole wealth, all kinds of happiness they have left. Wife, children, everything for me. So I cannot repay them. So he is walking behind that bhakta, that fruit, that seed that should come and touch me, and then I will be pure. So how this is? So don't have any doubt. You should doubt in your wealth, money, but don't have any doubt. Krishna. On Krishna name. Oh, he says desire tree. You know desire tree? What is desire tree?
Whatever you want, you can attain by simply desiring it.
Can you explain it? A story that I used to tell?
Nanda Babu wanted to
tell.
No, I know that story.
Brika story was a woodcut.
Come on.
After that he would.
There was a king on horseback riding through the forest.
Yeah.
Gradually, the night started to set in.
Do you know this story?
No.
After engaging in his various activities, he gradually became very tired and sat under a tree in Vrindavan. He was very, very hungry, and he was thinking, if I only had something nice to eat, I would be so happy. Immediately there was an opulent plate of food before him, and he very satisfactorily ate that entire plate. Then he thought, "Oh, I'm so tired, but this floor is so hard. If I had a nice bed to lie on." And immediately there was a beautiful, opulent, soft bed, and he began to rest. Very quickly the night became dark, and all of a sudden there was a tiger's roaring.
And everything can come.
Okay.
Everything was. Yes, I agree. But at first he heard the roaring of tiger. The tiger was not there. How is he now?
Oh, disaster.
If that Vrindavan can give you love and affection for Krishna, oh, this.
Tiger.
What's this?
Tiger.
A tiger. Why not come?
Oh,
you have no faith in Krishna name.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, how are you, Nadi? So, desert tree. So, what is the reason of desert tree? So, we have heard one sloka from Gurudev. Chintamuni loka sokham suradru sarga sampadam payachati pita guru vaikuntha jayi durlabham.
Chintamuni loka sokham.
There is a deal. Why is Chintamuni? Chintamuni means what you think will fulfill your desire immediately. That's called Chintamuni. What you, how you can get from that jewel? Only loka sukham. You can get happiness only for about this material world, not beyond material world. And surudru means desire tree or kalpa viksha. How can get from desire tree? Surudru sarva sampadam. You can get the happiness of this material world and up to heavenly planet, where King Indra is king there. Not more than that. But if you serve any bona fide Gurudev, how you can gain, what you gain from him, serving him? Bhagat-chati Peter Guru Vaikuntha Devi Durlavam. By serving Gurudev, you can attain going beyond Vaikuntha, the service of divine couple. How he is serving? He will help you and he will make you bona fide to serve divine couple in the same way. So we have no need of the desire tree and no need of Chintamani. Better I will take shelter under the guidance of bona fide Gurudev in good association. We shall serve Gurudev then. What? Where we shall go? Going beyond Vaikuntha and shall serve divine couple like Gurudev. Hare Krishna.
Now, Nanda Gopal Prabhu Sutra.
Excuse me. Into the mind, it's given. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's one slok, which is saying, Ami Vidya.
We have compared. What we want is for that only sight, not for all round sight. In this world, there is nothing to compare with name or Krishna. Only like, Krishna is common name.
There is no translate boxer.
This is not compared. But it's still something to make an idea only. One sided, not all round. So this is for only one side. Not all.
In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna says, Ami Vidya. I am a learned person. I am wise. If anyone asks me for some material things, why should I give them these useless things?
But in the beginning, when Krishna wished something and he came to this world, why Krishna could not check them? Don't wish like this. Why?
Because they have independence. Krishna gave them the jewel of a free will.
That is right. That is right. So any comparison for name and Krishna are given one-sided, not all-round.
What will be the speciality?
What
will be the speciality if someone is chanting Nam independently and someone is chanting Nam, they have mature desires and they're independent.
Oh, they will have only this.
And someone is, they have mature desires but they're in association.
Oh, then they will, after enjoying material, all these things, and like Dhruva, like others, they will forward.
Then Tuna told, who has taken shelter of bona fide Gurudev, then Tuna told, he is foolish, but I am learned. Why I shall give him like poison? I will not give him poison.
Yes.
I shall give the nectar of my lotus feet and I shall make him forget to that material.
Acha, who is more stronger, Yudhishthir or Bhim Arjun? Who is more stronger?
Arjun
or Bhim?
Arjun.
More than Bhim and Yudhishthir Maharaj?
Physically, Bhim is...
Tumake jigyasumi shashana. He knows everything.
Master of all.
Jack of all
trades.
Master
of all.
Student of all.
No? All Pandavas and Kunti, mother, and Draupadi, all were very thirsty. No? In Kamyakban. They were dying, very suffering for water. Yudhishthir Maharaj told Bhim that you should go and search water and bring water for also us. He went observing some birds. Some birds were coming and going. Oh, surely they are going for water. And he searched a very good pond. Water very, very clear, very sweet. He went there and saw that a very good pond. And he wanted to take some water for drinking himself. And then he has some pot to take water for them. But when he went down and he was about to take water, at once an jaks came. Jaks, you know? But
mysterious.
In English now? Yes.
Like a ghost.
Big ghost. He appeared and told, don't take water without my permission. First give me answer of my question and then you can take, otherwise no. They thought that I am very strong. What this ghost can come? And he took the club and entered in the pond and he began to take water with his handcuffs. But at once he fell down and became senseless. Arjun came. Arjun was sent by Yudhishthir and he was searching and he came there. And he was also very thirsty. So he wanted to take water, but he also became like that. After Sahadev, Nakul came, they also became sent. Then he became worried, Yudhishthir Maharaj, then he came. And then, what became? He also wanted to take water. But that yaksh came, big ghost, and warned him, don't take water, otherwise you will be like your all brothers. Then, first answer my question and then you should take water, otherwise don't. Then he told, you can ask your question. He stopped his drinking water and he was not so in hurry. He checked everything. He controlled and he told, you can question. What are the questions? Then he put question. Then, this is very long story, and he was satisfied by 5-6 questions. And then he told that, I want that you can take one of your these brothers, and they will be in life. They will come to life. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj thought, oh, we are three brothers from Kunti. Yudhishthira, Arjun, and some mother, Madri. Only two.
Nakul and Sahadev.
So I want to be one of me and one of them.
Nakul.
Then he told that, oh, Nakul should come in life. Then he told, again I asked, why you told not for him and Arjun, only for your Sahadev, Nakul? Then he told, I am one of my eldest of my mother, Kunti, and Nakul is eldest among Matri. Right. Oh, then you are very strong, liberal, knowing all the tattva of dharma, so this your brother should come.
All brothers.
All brothers, then all brothers. Okay. What Arjun and Bhim cannot do, he can do. So, this is in worldly thing. But he is controlled by Bhim, Arjun and Draupadi. They are more superior than so much. Krishna can serve Arjun, no harm. He can serve. He can drive his chariot. And he will take care of his horses also. And obey him like a servant. He may give his sister to him and marry him. So, we should know.